Is love's old sweet story too good to be true? It's the best truth there is, and we'll be reminded of it today on Homecoming Radio.
Well, hello again.
All right.
And welcome. Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio is off and running, where the music touches your soul. And the friends gathered here, well, they're here to celebrate the best news ever delivered.
That's right, Daniel.
The gospel. Yep. I'm Daniel Britt, along with a great cast of characters ready to get things started, like Buddy Green.
Yay!
Buddy's here.
Kevin William.
Okay. All right, it's me.
Lauren Talley.
There you go.
Gordon Motes.
I'm here.
Hi, Tori Taff.
That's me.
And Bill, you know you love him, Gaither.
Yeah. Wake up, Bill. Bill.
All of my guests today are first-class singers. Buddy Green.
Nobody does it like the whole group with Michael English here, Bill. And that groove.
This is a classical spiritual with a homecoming touch to it. Until I found the Lord.
Until I found the Lord, and I moan and I
Gaither Homecoming friends there with Michael Inglis. Here on Homecoming Radio right now, it's the Gaither Vocal Band.
Woo!
Brother Moses spoke the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas give away. Well, Brother Moses spoke the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas give away. Sister, ain't you glad that you passed that sinful army? Brother, ain't you glad that the seas give away? Well, Brother Moses spoke the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas give away. Well, Brother Moses spoke the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas give away. Well, Brother Moses spoke the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas give away.
Well, now God called Moses from the mountains high.
Yeah. Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas give away.
Well, he stamped his law into Moses' heart.
Yeah. Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas give away. Well, Brother Moses spoke the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas give away.
My Red Sea parted, and I walked on through. My Red Sea parted, and I walked on through. My Red Sea parted, and I walked on through. My Red Sea parted, and I walked on through.
No more.
My Red Sea parted, and I walked on through.
No more.
My Red Sea parted, and I walked on through.
No more slavery.
My Red Sea parted, and I walked on through.
No more times.
My Red Sea parted, and I walked on through.
Only freedom.
My Red Sea parted, and I walked on through.
The
Red Sea parted, and I walked on through.
He did it for me, and he can do it for you.
Children all passed over. Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas give away. Well, Brother Moses spoke the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas give away. Well, Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas give away.
Oh, I know what that means.
I love it.
Yeah. It's part of the show where we turn to education, and we all learn something new. It's the word of the day today, where you can learn it, then use it, and apply it to your life, and impress your friends. Today's word is epigrammatic.
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 I think I know.
You know, I actually have that over here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes, the epigrammatic is a student of epigrammatism. This is an ancient style of piano playing that dates back to 400 BC. It's very unique because the piano wasn't invented till 1702. The epigrammatic plays with only three fingers on the right hand and the thumb on the left hand. Bill Gaither is an epigrammatic piano player.
After his time.
He gravitated to this style because he was personal friends with the originator, Abraham Epigram, in 400 BC. Bill studied the method with scrolls 1 and 2 and then... Nobody on that. And then dropped out because he discovered a primitive video camera from Mesopotamia. He continued to write songs and play in the epigrammatic way until the piano was invented, and then folks decided they'd had enough and established a country. Unpredictable and erratic, it's undoubtedly epigrammatic.
Now,
No.
The Rolls referred to a player piano, right,
that's
Kevin?
Just,
that's awesome.
That's one of those many times where your definition should be the
should
definition.
Be. Well, of course.
It actually means terse or harsh,
terse.
As in the mayor's response to the question was very epigrammatic. I know. I like yours better.
Debbie Downer.
Debbie Downer.
Let's go to the tallies.
The tallies. Enjoy.
In the morning when my day's beginning, worries waiting outside my door. Out of sight, I'm gonna count my blessings and think about the goodness of the Lord. Cause if half of every battle is the attitude, then before the day is through, this child of God is choosing. Got joy down in my soul. Sweet joy and it overflows. Great joy coming over me. Welling up like a bubble in spring. More than just happy, I got everlasting joy. Everybody talking about their trouble, but I don't let them rain on my parade. Cause when I think about how good I got it, it makes me wanna give him all my praise. I can't help it when the spirit moves, cause it does something to you when you lift a hallelujah now. I got joy down in my soul, sweet joy and it overflows. Great joy coming over me, welling up like a bubble in spring. More than just happy, I got everlasting joy. When your toes get to tapping, and your hands get to clapping,
here on Homecoming Radio.
And here's a promise you can hold on to. The God of hope will fill your life with all joy and peace as you trust in Him. Romans 15.
Announcing a trip of a lifetime. A 7-day Alaskan cruise with Bill and Gloria Gaither and their homecoming friends.
The trip comes with ocean views, daily devotions, unique ports of call,
stunning views of wildlife, the Alaskan coastline, and majestic glaciers.
Plus many of your homecoming friends like
Bill and Gloria Gaither, the Gaither Vocal Band, Sandy Patty,
Mark Lowry, Chris Blue,
the Hoppers, Russ and Tori Taff, Linda Randall, special guest speaker Ken Davis,
Jeff and Sherry Easter, Joseph Habedank, the Martins,
the Sound, Gordon Moat, the Neelands,
Gene McDonald, Angela Prem, Lady Love Smith,
Woody Wright, Kevin Williams, Woo! Matthew Holt,
Wesley Pritchard, Shane McConnell, and many more.
The 7-day Gaither Alaskan Cruise. The dates have been set to set sail the summer of 2024, July 27th through August 3rd.
And you can get all the information at homecomingradio.com.
Here at Homecoming Radio from Romans 10, Paul writes, "The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved."
Larnell did this at Carnegie Hall with all the homecoming folks. Great old classic. Jesus saves. Listen.
Homecoming Radio with Signature Sound.
Sweet low, sweet chariot, swinging to carry me home, home, home. Sweet, oh, sweet, sweet, sweet chariot, swinging to carry me home.
Hallelujah, oh, what joy, what did I see?
About coming to carry me home.
Coming after me,
what about a
command to carry me home?
Swing, 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 to carry me, swinging to carry me home, me home, me home.
Letters, oh, we get letters, we get your letters.
Hey, if you love Homecoming Radio, we'd love to hear from you. If you don't like it that much, just keep it to yourself. But, here are some of the notes that we received from some people who really do like what we do.
Love Homecoming Radio. We named our third daughter after Gloria, and she is a delight. Keep up the good work. I hear you on WUND in Princeton, Illinois. That's from Sharon.
Nobody names their kids after me.
I know.
I'm not sure why.
Well, they know they won't be in the will. You know.
This is from Althea down in Jamaica. Great fan of you and the music. You soothe my spirit, thrill my soul. I hear you on NCUFM, and we listen to the CDs and online. Thanks for caring enough to do the program. God bless you.
I Am a Promise is a song come true in our lives. Our little girls sang it endlessly and eventually opened their hearts to foreign missions where they are today. It thrills this mother's heart to see them serving Jesus thousands of miles away. I still trust his promises all every day. I love you people, Christine, and I love the notes. Keep writing.
HomecomingRadio.com. Let's go behind one of my most favorite Gaither tunes, Story Behind the Song with Gloria Gaither.
Living as we do in an area surrounded by Christian colleges, we often get interns at our church who are required to get some field experience before they receive their accreditation and move on to minister to the world. Most of these kids are sincere and earnest. They have studied textbooks and taken their share of tests. Several have had at least one spring break trip to Haiti or the inner city of Chicago to do some kind of service mixed with a bout of romantic involvement with a fellow servant or two. When they come to apprentice at our church, they shadow one of our pastoral staff and gradually take on some real responsibilities. In a few weeks, they usually work themselves into leading a prayer meeting or sharing the stewardship thought and blessing the offering on Sunday morning. Eventually, the pastor may actually have the intern speak one Sunday night. I am always reminded of the episode of The Waltons in which Grandma Walton coaches one of the boys on the fine art of preaching. She says, "Jim Bob, you need to be more forceful to emphasize the point." At that, she gives their makeshift pulpit a sharp rap, then pulls her hand back in pain. "Ooh, I know there's got to be a knack to it," she says. Some of the interns try the pulpit pounding thing. Others practice roaming about the platform with no pulpit at all. Some hide behind the pulpit like they're afraid their fly is unzipped. Mostly these young people say true things, but not with much authority. Many of their statements begin with, "You ought to," or "They should have." The old saints smile politely and nod encouragingly while kindly tolerating a swipe or two at the church or at those who call themselves Christians. I try not to remember what I said to those much older and wiser when I was a 20-year-old senior in college. Yet looking back, I know I was as sincere as I knew how to be, and I longed more than anything to serve God and somehow change the world. Bill and I used to talk for hours about our dreams and hopes. Sometimes we discussed ways we thought the church could be more effective. Now I wonder whom we offended with our novice zeal and eager energy. Some of the things we thought would work better have. Some of our other theories and aspirations took quite a beating in the crucible of life. Certainly, if you had told us what we were in for back then when we started on our journey together, we would have been scared to death. Yet we could never have imagined the amazing adventures into which God was leading us. The principles we recited back then have since been tested by the fires of real life and have proven themselves truer than we ever dreamed. We long ago gave up trying to pound the pulpit. We found that it not only hurts the fist, but also crushes the spirit. And we've found that the Holy Spirit really can be trusted to do what He does without our help. He alone can effectively convict, rebuke, teach, guide, and discipline. We only need to be faithful in prayer, constant in love, hasty in forgiveness, generous in mercy, joyful in hope. The cross that was an icon of our faith has become for us a cherished payment for our freedom. The blood that was a necessary but painful symbol of our salvation has become a potent and impenetrable covering we can freely apply to our relationships, our circumstances, and even our uncharted future. The blood of Jesus we now, more than ever, respect, revere, and adore. Prayer that we once worked so hard to learn as a discipline has become as natural and as necessary as breathing. More and more, we have traded requests and demands for relationships. We have learned to ask God if we can be part of what He's up to, instead of expecting Him to bless what we're up to. We think of prayer these days not as a posture, but a privilege. And as living prayer has become a way of life, we have traded our how-tos for why-nots. We probably have fewer answers now than we used to. And most days we have a lot more questions. But when interns come to our church, we can smile and nod and tell them, "Preach it, sister, preach it."
So good.
Here is a vocal band.
When I started my journey in fresh childlike trust, I believed that the Lord's way was best. I would read in His word how He mothered the bird and grieved when it fell from its nest. How I felt His delight when I chose to do right, and I prayed I would not make Him sad. We would meet on the way in the cool of the day. What a pure, sweet communion we had. Oh, but now cherish the cross more than ever I sit at His feet. All the miles of my journey have proved my Lord true, and He is so precious to me. The road I have traveled has sometimes been steep, through wild, jagged places of life. Sometimes I've stumbled and fallen so hard that the stones cut my soul like a knife. But the staff of my shepherd would reach out for me and lift me to cool pastures green. With oil of the Spirit anointing my wounds, there I'd rest by the to be true. Do you find all this hard to believe? Has the cruel world we live in so battered your heart that the hurt child inside you can't grieve? I can't say I blame you, I've been where you are, but all I can say you're the love of his heart.
Vocal Band with Now More Than Ever. Bill?
You know, our goal today was to remind you that love's old sweet story is true and rich, and Jesus really thought you were worth dying for. Join us next time, and we'll keep that message coming your way.
We've put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
And you can get the latest scoop on videos and all the new projects coming up. Link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more, homecomingradio.com.
We have 118 homecoming stations in the big state of Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas, there boys, like KASV, KJRT, KPYN, KSSL, and to all of you, a big salute.
We're out of time. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.